Jazz, hip-hop, and pop have been dominating the digital domain. They seem to be what most people listen to on their iPods. But more and more lately, MP3 earbuds are cranking out music like this. In fact, classical music is one of the hottest new trends in digital downloads. In the first of two reports, Jeff London tells us why.
Last summer, the BBC offered free digital downloads of all 9 Beethoven symphonies. They expected 25,000 download requests. They got 1.3 million. And boy, has the classical music industry taken notice. Chris Roberts is chairman of Universal Classics, the parent company of Deutsche Grammophon and Decca, two of the biggest classical labels. He says while sales of classical CDs for his company were down 7% in 2005, downloads have been up.
Already in 2006, we've crossed a threshold of over 10% of our classical music sales are now represented in the digital world. I think digital is maybe the most positive development in the business since perhaps the CD.
Anastasia Tsiulkas, who covers classical music for Billboard magazine, says this trend is industry-wide.
For classical albums, the percentage of digital downloads in 2005 alone jumped nearly 94%. And that's a huge number.
Tsiulkas says some digital downloads, like Janine Janssen's recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, are even surpassing CD sales.
It's not that anyone is going lacking for recordings of the Four Seasons. And yet, 73% of her sales came from digital downloads.
Classical music is a niche market. Where a pop recording can sell hundreds of thousands of CDs in a week, a hit classical album will sell just 1,000 CDs. These small numbers have made record labels drastically cut back on classical music recordings. But digital download sites like eMusic, Rhapsody, and especially the industry leader, iTunes, offer the possibility of cheap distribution and access to new audiences. On iTunes, a listener can sample music from different genres, and instead of buying complete albums, download just a single movement of a classical work for 99 cents. This fosters a kind of hyper-eclecticism, says Chris Bell, director of marketing for iTunes.
Everything is one click away. There are no artificial boundaries between genre departments or specialty stores. And if you take a look at the iMix section, where our users are posting their own playlist or mixes, and there's a guy who's a huge fan of Vivaldi, and he makes these massive all Vivaldi iMixes. He also happens to be a huge Latin music fan and has compiled these wonderful salsa iMixes for parties.
But boundaries do exist for classical music on iTunes. Billboard's Anastasia Tsiulkas says that while the site makes cross-fertilization of genres possible, searching for a particular piece of classical music can sometimes be frustrating.
iTunes was set up with a pop paradigm in mind. As far as I can see as a consumer, there weren't any allocations made to address specialty genres where you have things like composer or soloist or conductor. It's easy to browse, it's very hard to search.
iTunes is playing catch-up in classical music, where websites like Amazon.com already have a strong presence. They say they're working to improve the user interface to make searching easier. They're also offering extra materials available only for download, like artist interviews, PDF files, and bonus music tracks. Apple's Chris Bell says those extras are what helped to get a recording featured on the all-important main classical music page.
The bonus materials is exactly the kind of thing that we get excited about and do innovative things with on iTunes. So, for example, Nicola Benedetti's debut album comes with some sheet music to Massenet's Meditation and a Music Minus One track. And so people are experimenting in ways that they haven't done before in the physical world.
But it's not just extras the industry is banking on. It's the very act of downloading itself, says Chris Bell.
One of the things that really makes our ecosystem unique is this, you know, instant gratification of being able to hear a piece on the radio at 2 o'clock in the morning, download it immediately on iTunes, and have it on your iPod for your morning commute. It's really something that's never been available in the music world before.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.